I'm the single guy, and I'm tired of being reminded about how bad it all is late at night when I'm just trying to watch some quality television to jerk off to so I can get some sleep, and I've got the 1-900-personals invading my space, taunting me about how Sheila's just met Jeff after getting out of a 5-year relationship, and how even better when one of his roommates just happens to be a firefighter and things could get even hotter and hornier for me, you see? I'm the single guy, and I'm tired of being reminded about how bad it all is when I'm just trying to catch up on the local news by reading The Weekly or The Guardian, and there's all those call girls calling at me. I mean, professional transvestite massage therapists enticing me with their big butts, G-strings, and 2-for-1 specials. Yep, I'm the single guy, and before you try to tell me about how bad it all is, let me tell you how good it all is, buddy. Acting out, crossing my boundaries, pretending to catch the same bus of a beautiful woman that I just spotted in the rush that I get in my lines as I get a sitting extra for the next 16 blocks. Yep, I'm the single guy, and before you try to tell me about how bad it all is, just remember while you're holding your girlfriend, spooning her at every goddamn function, throwing it in the faces of all of us other singles, sexy deprived people, that I'm the one who's rolling the dice, baby. I'm the one who's taking the chances with total strangers, and I'm not just talking about down at the park, but also in the newspaper personals, where I get to sugarcoat the truth just a little bit about how tall I am, how much hair I have left, and the women with the baggage and the lies, well, you better go check it at the door, you see. I'm the single guy, and before I even start to try to think about how bad it all is myself, I just push my way back out onto the dance floor like a little salmon pushing his way up against the tide of all of those other big beefier guys before I coincidentally push my way up onto you like it was destiny, asking you in one fell swoop, so what's your name, your sign, and your number? Only to lose your number, because I'm sure that that 7 that you so blurredly wrote on the napkin before we got separated could probably have been a 1, a 4, or even the letter L, so thank God I'm the one who cares enough looking out for the both of us to think of misconnections as a backup plan to hunt your ass down. Because I'm the single guy who's smart enough to know when things get really, really, really bad. Well, that's when I can always count on my 12-step meeting to ease my pain about getting current about how much I gave in the last relationship, how much my inner child doesn't trust anybody anymore, and all the while memorizing the numbers of the hot women on the phone tablet as it goes around the circle. You see, I'm the single guy who chooses to be alone right now in my life. Yep, I'm the single guy who cherishes the time with myself masturbating to the Excite slideshow on my computer every night. Yep, I'm the single guy who would never, ever, ever use his poetic prowess to get laid. In fact, that line I'm about to feed you about needing your email to stay in touch is because I really want to stay connected. Especially the next time I'm in town, and that way I'd have your number so I could call you and you could meet me at my show. So seriously, do not fall in love with me, because I want to be alone for the rest of my life. And I said, do not fall in love with me, because I want to enjoy the hunger pangs that deprivation brings every single night. And I said, do not fall in love with me, because I want to be so scared to take the chances that going for it warrants, the courage that not settling for less demands, and the patience for the mutuality that real love requires. Because like every other single guy that's out there that's telling you that he never, ever, ever, ever wants to fall in love again, I'm lying.